Eternal Life and Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our Biur of the Gemara on Shabbos Pites. Based on the Ein Hayah, we have this whole give and take between Yitzchak Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to erase the Jewish people, and Yitzchak is pleading for us. He says, hey, don't say they are only my children, they're also your children. And the person only lives 70 years, 20 they're not punished for, and the Beis Shel Malas is only 50 years left they're held responsible for, 25 of those are nighttime they're not really doing much, so there's only 25 left, and that's what we learned, in the, that's the Gemara part that we learned last time, obviously, it was a 25 minute shiur approximately, so we said a little bit more than we just said now, but that was that's the Tamsis, Sheba Tamsis of the Gemara. So we're continuing, Siyata Dishmaya, Dal. Tarat Yisrael Falga, Ditzluye Umechal Udeves Hakise. What about 12 and a half years that they're davening, and they're eating, and they're taking care of their personal needs, Ves Hakise? So Pashalu Tarat Yisrael Falga. Since 12 and a half of the years that are left, they're busy with their personal needs, so you can't hold them accountable for that. So only 12 and a half years left of sinning. As Omer Rav, Birishmei HaChevra, Moravim Baal Kurcham HaYisodot HaTiviim. In the effects of societal life, there is willy-nilly a foundation of natural deeds and actions. Shim kol ha-chomriyut ha-me'orava behem harei koach ha-po'el shel teva ha-nafshiyut she-bikdusha po'el hu gam ken betokef pulato le-tova b'tviyat ha-tfila v'chayotzei ba. With all of the materialism that is mixed in to our natural life, there is also a natural spiritual need to daven. As Rav Kook kan omed al ha-sheila, ma Yitzchak Avinu irev po shnei dvarim shonim. 12 and a half years of what? Davening, eating, and Beis HaKise. How do you have such a shidduch between davening and eating and Beis HaKise? So the answer is that we're talking about the natural needs of people. What is a natural need of a person? To eat, to release, and to daven. Zemod manyen, the idea of three davenings a day, three tefillas a day, like three meals a day, like the Kuzari talks about. And that's supposed to give us chiyus from tefillah to tefillah. A person should feel, it's like, I daven shachris at 6:30, finished at 7:15, and now it's already 5:30 in the afternoon, I haven't done mincha yet. I have to speak to Hashem again, I have to daven. You can always speak to Hashem, but I want to daven. That's a natural need of a person. You see that even people who don't believe in God daven. As crazy as it sounds, it's true. People who don't believe in God daven. People need to daven, they need to pray. Who are they praying to? Go ask them. But people have a natural need to daven because their soul knows that there's a God and their soul's crying out to that God. Rak otan ha-tviyot sh'harag sh'anafshi doresh et tafkido b'choskal et nasei alal. It's unbelievable. In the same way that we have material needs, gotta eat, gotta drink, you gotta sleep, you also have to daven. V'nimtza sheze ha-chelek shu po'el pu'ulato b'orich yashar. This is nature. Somebody's going with his natural, in his natural way, so that cannot uproot his essential holiness. So again, what's Yitzchak doing? Yitzchak's arguing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, you can't destroy the Jewish people. Look at how holy they are. And you can't hold them responsible, that's what he's saying here, for those 12 and a half years, because they're just going with their nature. That's the right thing. It's the right thing for them to eat. It's the right thing for them, basically he's saying, it's the right thing for them to daven. And therefore, there's only 12 and a half years left. You can't uproot with when they're going in their straight way of nature, you can't uproot the strong holy foundation of the Jewish people that makes this eternal.
שמהם צריכים להתחשב בכל אופן מצד הנהגת אחים הרוחניים והחומרים החופשיים הנתנים בשקולו של רוח האדם עומד לקבל אחר פי מעשיו יגני רוחו פשו להו תרטיסרי ופלגה.
They can't be judged for going with their nature. That's the spirit of man. Gotta daven, gotta eat. So therefore leave that out of it, leave that out of things, those 12 and a half years. But they're taking care of their needs, they're very natural needs, both spiritual and physical. And now there are only 12 and a half years left. And here Yitzchak Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im ata sovel et kulam, mutav, vimlav, falga lai ufalga lecha. If you want to take it all, great. And if not, we'll go 50-50. You take half, I'll take half. Vim tomer kulu alai. And if you, God, want to say that it's all on me, hakribit nafshi kamach, I was makriv myself to you. Spo arav kotev masa aruka, he writes a long essay, and it's very, very difficult to understand, very abstract, and his language here is very elevated. His language is always very high, but in this piece in particular, for whatever reason, I found it interesting that in learning through the Einaya, there are four volumes. This is the fourth volume on Shabbos, Shabbos Beis. It's altogether there are four, two on Brachos, two on Shabbos. And learning through the Sfarim, Siyata Dishmaya, I found that the first three are really pretty easy, Yachasit. But the fourth one gets much more difficult. And it could be that as Rav Kook got older, as we see in his writings, people have done doctorates on this, and a lot of research. If there was a development, what they call today an evolution, in his writings. But of course, Rav Kook was constantly going higher and higher. So it makes sense that he wrote more poetry than prose as he went, as he elevated himself, because only poetry can describe these abstract spiritual experiences and emotions and feelings and ideas, as opposed to prose, which is more limited in scope. So therefore, here there's a lot more beautiful poetry than there is prose, and it's a lot of Kabbalah thrown in there also, probably, and therefore it's not easy to understand, but we're going to do our best, b'siyata d'shmaya. Omer Rav, anachnu ba'ot kuf mem gimel, ha'idea ha'rashit b'machshevet ha'avaya, the primary idea in the thought of creation, b'tahara al-yon, in its elevated purity, ha'rei mitpaleget l'shnei nachalim shotfim, is split up into two flowing rivers. There are two flowing rivers that are the primary idea in creation. Shekneset Yisrael uvet Yaakov hinam otzrot giluyehem vehavlatat magamatam. That Knesset Yisrael is the soul of the Jewish people, the spiritual entity called Am Yisrael. And Beis Yaakov is the house of Yaakov, the down-to-earth people. Moishe Greenberg, your next-door neighbor. Harvey Weinstein, the lady down the block. Beis Yaakov. She probably went to Beis Yaakov. So these are, when you have the Eidei Rashit, this primordial idea, you have Knesset Yisrael, and then you have Beis Yaakov. Hashlemut ha'elokit ha'elyona. שכל הטוב והיושר, כל מידות החסד והגודל, כל תפארת הנצח ועוד ברור מעלתם, יזהירו ויופיעו בכלל שלל צבי רקמת חמדתם. The godly perfection, the elevated godly perfection, that all that's good and straight, all the midas of chesed, greatness, all the glory, he's talking here about different things in Kabbalah, teferes, netzach, hod, in their highest expressions, will shine and appear in this beautiful mosaic of life. Zoi atzat Hashem Elyona, that's God's highest idea, counsel. Shemimena totzot lenachal aponeh alavaya v'chol yitzura v'chlaluta. And then there's going to be an outcome also for the river, the stream that flows to creation. Leharbot ha-tova osher, to increase good, happiness. Leitivu la'alei l'kol, to do good, to elevate everything. Hamagama Elyona Elohit v'hamagama tachtona, the divine plan, and the Magama Tachtona, the lower purpose, Ha'olamim, the worlds. They are connected to each other. The higher level of the soul of the Jewish people, God's original idea of the purity of Am Yisrael, and life here in this world are connected to each other. Like a flame and a coal, like a soul in a body, to these two purposes together, when they're united in the foundation of their existence, there's one root focus, so it's hard to really put your finger on with clarity what's the primary, fundamental purpose, and what's secondary, and what's the common denominator between the two. In other words, it's hard to disconnect between the two, between the ideal purpose, the goal, the highest spiritual level, and the concrete physical representation on earth, because they're really deeply connected. But at the end of the day, the highest thing we have is Knesset Yisrael HaAtzmis, the essential Jewish people. With the secret hidden light of Knesset Yisrael, which is all of its existence and all the power of its glory. If God's exalted, sublime, ideal idea needs for its purposes that the power that carries it should be lowered sometimes till it is a creation that is embodied with meat, flesh, the world of action, with all these complex movements, deeds that are in this physical world, that's filled with different changes, problems, minds, like a minefield. Life is like a minefield. So much going on, so many things can go wrong. So with, you're right, sometimes you have to get into this world, sometimes you have to go to the shuk and you have to buy your cucumbers, and you have to go to the bank and you have to, we hope, deposit money, not take out money. Taking out is usually not a good sign. You don't want to deplete your bank account. You want to have enough that you don't have to take out, and you're just depositing. So you're dealing with banks, and you're dealing with vegetables, and you're dealing with picking up the kids in the carpool, and going here and going there, and all the mahazitik zachin, paying the electricity bill, and all the things that we're doing. We never forget that there's still this hold hamachshava elyona, this godly thought of what? Knesset Yisrael, the pure spiritual essence of the Jewish people. And with this elevated purpose, everything becomes straight. And that's what Yitzchak Avinu was saying. Im ata sovel et kulam, if you take it all, why would God take it all? Why would God take it all upon himself? Why is that fair? The answer is because that's the magama yisodit. That's the fundamental purpose. This godly purpose of the pure Knesset Yisrael that has nothing to do with our world, that's beyond this world. מצד עצמיותה של תפארת הקודש שבראשית הצילותה של המחשבה המגמתית של שכלול כל המידות והתוארים כולם ביפי הזוהר שלהם מראש ועד סוף מוטב.
If you want to take them all from the essence of the glory of their holiness, from the beginning of the emanation of the purpose of the thought, of the perfecting all the midos with the shiny glory from beginning to end, mutaf. So if you want to take it on yourself, all the sins, because you have this super elevated view of creation, of Knesset Yisrael, of holiness, of neshama, of the primordial thought that doesn't come down into this world, then great, that'll be great, you take it all on yourself, God. The godly part you take upon yourself, that's why you're God. Vim lav, but if not, hare ha'idea ba'alat ha'itgalut shel shnei ha'meorot ha'meor ha'eli ha'lion v'meor ha'olami ha'tachton. So this idea that has the revelation, in other words, if not, if you don't want to take it on yourself, then what do we have? We have the Ma'or Ha'elohi Elyon. We have this higher godly light, this purpose of creation, this thought of Knesset Yisrael, this purity, this neshama. And then you have the Ma'or Ha'olami Atachton. You have this, the light of the world, the lower light of the world. So those are the two sides. Bitzamdam Yachad L'chativa Achat. When they're combined together into one unit, Kedayim Liot Mochim Ka'av V'Che'anan Et Kol Mikrei HaMachshachim Hayotzim Uvoltim הידי מהלך המירוץ של סופת הרדיפה אשר למגמה עליונה. So they are worthwhile to erase like clouds, like a dissipating cloud, all of the darkness that we find in this world. הידי מהלך המירוץ של סופת הרדיפה אשר למגמה עליונה, because of the pathway of the storm, of the running, of the pursuing, of the higher purpose. Shein la'er v'dimyon klal in kol ha'arachot u'pgamim kilkulim u'fraot asher b'ma'arachot ha'mitzarim ha'gvulim v'sitrei ha'zmanim v'olamim cholfim. You can't compare the ultimate purpose, the soul of the world, with all of the daily things that we mess up. The holiness is so much higher. So put together the Ma'or Elohi Elyon and the Ma'or Olami Atachton, this world, the Jewish people in this world, and the higher godly light of ultimate purpose, and then together, all the stupid stuff people are doing is nothing compared to the how elevated and powerful are the two-pronged purpose of this world. V'gam im yufi ha'or lemor shekiyum olamim v'davar nesh'al והתוכן של חטיבתה של כנסת ישראל בהפרטת צורתה, זהו בעצמו גם כן תוכן עולמי אידיאלי, המשוקה מעתה לעיון, שהרז אלוהי שורה בתוכו. וזאת היא באמת הצורה שיש מקום בעבורה למידת הדין, למעשה חשבון וחשבון ודעת, להבדלה שבין האור ובין החושך, שבין הקודש ובין החול, עבדה אף מפני היופי המתבלט במחשבת העולמים זאת, נתבלטה צורתה של כנסת ישראל הנכד מכוח מסירות הנפש ברב כוח, בגבורת רעם, מפני שזוהי התכונה של זיו העולם. Not clear on what that means. Hopefully one day I'll be זוכה. ואם אין העולם מבינה, מבונה בצורה זו, שישבתו במוקור חיה ועד כדי ביטולו בחפצו, הוא מקור סגולת סבינו ותפארתו, ראין אידיאלית העליונה של התחייבות הווייתו מוכנה להופיע. And if the world is not built in this way, that being drawn into the source of its life till we are misbatel, we're nullified to what life is all about, and we're not misbatel to the source of our glory. In other words, we have to be ready to be nishav, to be batel, to be drawn in to the purpose of life. And if we're not, hara'eni idealet ha'elyona shel hatchayvut havayato mochana lafia, then the ideal, the elevated ideal of the necessity of our existence
is not ready to appear. But Tzivyon Chiyuvi Zeh Ein Lo Nosei Bolam Kim Ba'avatat Tzurata Shekines Yitzchem Mitzad Entata Elokit. And this positive form has no subject in this world unless we are accentuating the form of Knesset Yisrael, mitzad our holy godliness.
ותוכן פחות מזוקק ומפואר בפרט הלטור מזה, איננו כדאי להיות לבסיס להמשך שפעת חיי כל היקום מראש ועד סוף. And anything less than this, anything less glorious, then Knesset Yisrael is not going to be the basis for life in this world. And this magama, this focus, is the eternal, limitless focus of Knesset Yisrael, of the internal world of Knesset Yisrael, that all the vicissitudes of life, even if they bring us to this external bad, is like nothing, which is our ikar. They're nothing compared to our ikar, our godliness, because we're not coming from this place of limited deeds and actions of what we do here, rather from this place of yisod chaya kol chayel meyad makor kol atov ketz kol anoam. We're coming from the foundation of the life of everything, of eternity, the source of all good, the end all of all pleasantness. Achritz v'reishis kol machmat. Who are the Jewish people? What is the purpose of life? This limitless good and light and holiness and happiness, pleasure. It's all rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's who we are.
Ashrecha Yisrael, mi kamocha am nosha b'Hashem again ezrecha v'shachar gav asecha v'yichacha shulecha ivecha. V'atal b'masem u'tidroch. Fortunate are you, the Jewish people. Who is like you, a nation that's saved by God? The shield is your help, and the sword is your pride. And the enemies are gonna deny you, but you're gonna step on their high places.
That's the tshuka of all, that's the desire of the source of all the worlds, that this, the hidden power of the Avos, is going to be revealed by the middle of the Avos, by Yitzchak, who's called in the Zohar Kaddish and Emor Tzadik Tesam and Beis Tushbachta de Avan, the praised of the Avos. Machona Gvura Metzutzachat, Yitzchak's Mida was Gvura, who gives life to all of the creation with his power. Pasuk in Zechariah. That Yitzchak's mid of Gvur is Mekayim the world with his power. And we're the light of the world. Ki Lashem Ein Adam v'chol shivtei Yisrael. The eye of man. We're the eye of the world. So what's he saying over here in our words? Im atah sovel es kulam. If you just want to go with the ultimate purpose and say, hey, the Jewish people are so holy, I'm not even going to look at what's going on in this world. Great. And if not, let's go 50-50. 50% on the ideal Knesset Yisrael, and 50% of Beis Yaakov, and we're all Amiyat Tachton. There's also a purpose to this world of doing the right thing and elevating ourselves.
And then if you take those two parts, those two elements of Knesset Yisrael in its pure state and the Jewish people in their practical physical state, so we'll take half of the punishment, the 50% of the Jewish people down here, the Maor Olami, because they have this great purpose of elevating the world, and you take half, Hashem, Maor Eloki, because you know us in our pure state. And so that's Yitzchak's idea. Metasobos kulam, great, in our pure state, because you know the purpose of Knesset Yisrael. And if not, 50-50, 50% of Maor Eloki Aliyah and 50% Maor Olami Atachton, light of this world. Will also, I'll take 50%, I'll take that on myself. So we have this purpose in the world, and therefore all the evil we did is kelo nechshav, it's like nothing compared to our higher purpose. And then Yitzchak continues, Vim temar kulu alai, and if you're going to say it's all on me, hakribis nafshi kamach, I sacrifice myself in front of you. What does that mean? The Rav says, tchunas mesiris nefesh yekadusha liyona megalash kontiyas lachayim begleyam dvarim tfeilimim. When you're moser nefesh, you're showing that all the inclinations of life, all their revelations are only ancillary, are only secondary. V'tvay yisodiyam motisha lachim nenokim or Hashem levadosha kol batelo. And the essential foundation of life is the light of Hashem. Everything is brought to the light of Hashem. V'akol mu'ushar rak b'shavo b'or shleim u'tor l'yonan. Everything is only happy, is only strong when it's drawn into the light of divine shleimus. V'zosi t'chunas emes shel k'nes tzor b'atzuyus mu'usa. And that's the nature, the true nature of Knesset Yisrael and their essential being. Sh'legabe al-yoniyut hazot kol sigo machshachu rak tzadi u'mum over. Because with regard to our elevated state, everything is just a little bit of darkness that's going to pass. V'yachol ha-mayana shotef hazeh ha-malei os chayim shel kedusha lukit ne'emana l'shtof b'uzot kol ha-chalach yitzunah mekrit. And this streaming well that's filled with godly strength and life is going to wash away all this external illness that's only by chance. Asherach ketzel over is like a passing shadow. Hu al pnei shemesh tzedakah zorachas b'on gevurasa. And the sun of righteousness that shines with all the power of its glory. So Yitzchak says, Vim tomer kulu alai, if you say it's all me, agrius nafshi kamach, grievous nafshi kamach, I was makriv myself. What does it mean I was makriv myself? That's kedusha elyona. That shows that everything in life is only tofel to Hashem, to the light of Hashem. Why would somebody die for Hashem? Because nothing else in life matters compared to Hashem. And that's what Yitzchak did. Yitzchak showed that it's all holy, so therefore I can take it all on myself. And then we're going to be saved, because I'm showing that that our essence is one of, it's in all of us, this twin of Mesiris Nefesh. It's mevatel this whole world. It's all shtuyot. Everything in this world is shtuyot. We're willing to die for God. And it just washes away all of this external illness. So, in tomer kulu alai, kribis nafshi kamach. If you're going to say it's all on me, I was makriv myself in front of you. So I showed you that it's all the netiyos hachayim v'guleim are all tafel. Everything in life is only tafel. Nedavar yisodi is or Hashem. Everything is batel tor Hashem. And if that's our nature, then knowing that it's all batel tor Hashem, mesiris nefesh, so then you can't punish us. So Yitzchak says on three levels, yima tasovel is kula mutav. Number one is great if you take it all. If not, 50-50. The more Elohi and the more Olami. Us and you. And if not, I'll take it all myself, because I was makriv myself, showing that everything is batel to your light. So the Gemara continues, and I'm hoping to see at Dishmai Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu. We should see more next time. I hope I gave a somewhat accurate portrayal of what the Rav was trying to say. And if not, so we read the words that also purifies our souls. And Mishmizocha, Lil Modulam, Lishmur Lassa, the Kamis called Divrei Salma Tarasu Behava. The Liskor Tamid, Shesof Dobra, Kol Nishma, Eselokim Yirab, Et Mitzvot of Shmor, Kizeh, Kol HaAdam, the Iker is the Yir's Shemayim. and not just the knowledge. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.